right, and we are back to the Maybon Perspective, John. Hey, back again, back morning. Again. Second episode coming in strong. We're excited to bring more content to everybody. So continue to follow us along on this journey with podcasts. So we are going to bring some information today to the community that you probably are wondering, you know, the real estate market and the news, always good, bad, and ugly. But today we are going to inform you on a couple of things and hopefully give you the feedback that you're needing as you are making the decision here in the spring selling season on when's the right time to sell, what should I be thinking about? If I'm a buyer, what does that mean for me if people are selling at a high price, low price? So today I've got our general manager and broker in charge, John Chambers. I am Megan Moy, and we are excited to bring you guys the Maybon Perspective Volume 2. So let's start from the top, John. We have got a good market right now. We're in March, and in our community, you know, we've got the Masters tournament coming up, but an exciting time of season for real estate. Numbers start picking up. Interest rates are what is on everybody's mind. So you tell me, what are you seeing? What trends? What's up? What's down? What should we be concerned about?
Yeah, and obviously the rates are always the big topic right now. And I think the good news is they've kind of leveled out. Last I'm seeing was somewhere around 6.5.
Okay, I'll take that. We're out of the sevens. That's good.
And then, of course, on your 15-year notes, you can get under 6.
Mm-hmm.
So I think things are stable right now. So that's a good thing.
Okay.
Who knows? I mean, we anticipate a little further drops, but just don't know exactly how fast that'll happen.
Now, do you feel like by the end of the year or into 2026, we could see a real good needle move there? When are we going to see some fives? We need to see some fives.
You know, who knows? I mean, just my personal thought is that we're going to be kind of consistent the rest of this year.
Okay.
And I think 2026, we're going to see a lot of things get even better.
Okay.
So we're good now. We're stable. We're comfortable.
Right.
But I think the best is coming.
Optimistic. Yeah. I like it. Okay. Well, we'll be back here in a year and we'll do this again and we'll be talking about getting into the fours. That's right. All right. So if you are a buyer versus seller right now, you know, there's always this buyer's market, seller's market. You know, I hear that around town, the grocery store, you know, everybody wants to know, is it a seller's market or buyer's market? There's a lot of misconceptions on that. And I think right now, especially, you know, post COVID, the real estate market has done a lot of twists and turns. So you tell us, what do you feel from where you're sitting with looking at data, buyer's market, seller's market? What do you think?
I really think that it's as close to a balanced market between the two. I mean, because you think about, I mean, we were coming off the biggest seller's market I've ever seen.
Right.
I mean, when we had record low inventory, along with the lower rates. And I mean, we were looking at, you know, multiple offers on every deal.
Yeah. That was wild, wild west. That was just,
that was
crazy.
Average time on the market was like 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're looking at increased inventory. So that has slowed things down a little bit. The rates, of course, have come up. And so now that average time on the market is up closer to 110, 120 days.
Okay.
So really, you've got a balance, I think. I mean, I almost call it a fair market. I mean, we came out of one that the seller could just name their price, had multiple offers to choose from, and now it's more of a fair and balanced market for both parties is what we're seeing.
Well, that's good. That's, I think, you know, settling for everybody that on either side of the coin, right? Because at this point, if you do need to move or you're considering a move, or if you've seen a house potentially on the market, you know that it should be priced well, not undervalued, not overvalued, but also to be competitive with your offer, right? I mean, just because it's a fair market doesn't mean that a buyer should come in real lowball, right?
Absolutely.
They should come in with a strong, strong first offer. And I do think now that we're out of such a competitive turn, our agents are able to really advise a lot more. And that's what we try to, you know, instill in our Maybaum agents, is to make sure that we are those trusted advisors, right? When things move that fast, everybody is just throwing numbers around. But now is a good time to trust your agent and trust that your realtor is going to guide you in this process.
Sure.
Now talk to us a little bit about our different areas. You know, obviously Maybaum goes all the way from Lexington, South Carolina, through the beautiful city of Aiken, down into Waynesboro, up through Augusta, North Augusta, Thompson. We kind of hit this larger area. What areas of this general selling market are you seeing as strong? Or strong, yes, maybe.
And you know, first I'll say we are so fortunate to live where we live in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, when we go around, as you do too, we talk to brokers around the country, mm-hmm. and I always come away with this great feeling that, you know, good market, not so good market, we're stable all across right. the board with the military, with our medical community, and all of the benefits of being here. So overall, our entire market is strong right now.
Okay.
But if you want to maybe dig a little deeper into that, what I see is really the two ends of our market, well, not counting Lexington but
right.
and Columbia, but really Evans is strong, where all the growth is, all the new builds and
yep.
all of that. And then on the other end is Aiken is strong. And I think a lot of that is just my opinion on it is in Aiken, there's a lot more cash buyers that are not so worried about the rates
yep.
and that type thing. And so both of those markets have shown to be the strongest within our market.
Yeah. And there's a ton of growth, you know, in new construction and with development, especially in Evans, but it's been really great to see a lot of that pickup in Aiken. I think that market is prime for new construction. There's a lot of new first-time home buyers in Aiken County from North Augusta all the way up,
yep.
But also young families, you know, kind of looking for that move-up home maybe. They're in a three-bedroom, they need a four-bedroom, and that's a great thing for that community for sure. So I'm excited about that.
And we've got some great new construction in Aiken.
We do.
Active and then more coming.
Yeah.
So Aiken is an exciting market for us.
That is exciting. And of course, Evans, you know, branching all the way through Grovetown and that Appling market with everything that the Development Authority has done with White Oak and Amazon and all of these larger manufacturers
yeah.
coming into town. I mean, we are, our area is just still
yeah.
growing strong.
And I should say Columbia County. Not just Evans.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all, right. All the
all
Grovetown,
of it.
All
what once was considered very far away
right.
is now a hub all on
right
its own.
There.
That's right. Okay, so obviously we have the little golf tournament coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Those of us are renting our houses. We're in a frenzy right now.
Yeah.
Everything is covered in yellow inside and outside of my house right,
right.
now. Little pitter-patters of feet all yellowed in my house
yeah.
right now, which
terrible.
Is great. Oh,
terrible.
God, the pollen.
Yeah.
But we're gearing up. We're excited. It's the best time of year, you know, in this area. Just such a buzz of excitement. Such a surge in our economical growth for restaurants, small businesses. Real estate sometimes slows down that week, but Postmasters,
yeah.
if I'm considering selling my house, I'm waiting till after this rental is done.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get that rental done.
Got
to get that last money in.
I'm
already in a contract, but I'm ready to sell. What should my first couple steps be after Masters when I'm ready to put my house on the market?
Sure. Well, I mean, the first thing you want to do is get a great agent.
That's right. A Maybaum agent.
A great Maybaum agent.
That's
right.
That's
clarify that. A great Maybaum agent. Well, that's where so many great ones
right,
are.
Right, right.
But that's really, to me, the starting point. Even
okay.
if you're thinking, well, I've got a, well, if you rent your house, you're already getting it.
That's right.
Pristine. So
perfect
that's
time.
Perfect timing.
Yep.
But let's say you're not doing that. So even if you're to the point where you're thinking, well, I need to, you know, do this, do that, spruce it up a little before I put it on the market.
Right.
It's good to go ahead and get connected with your agent because they can advise you on that as
mm-hmm.
far as tips on what to make it more attractive to the market and certainly with the pricing. And
okay.
go ahead and get that set up so you know what you're dealing with and you can get ready because, Masters is pretty much the start of that. Well, we're kind of in it now, but Masters is really into
right.
the spring selling season, as we call it.
Especially for our market. That's,
yes.
that's like a tipping point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have chosen my Maybaum Realtor. They're wonderful. I love them. They're helping me price my home. What else do I need to be concerned about or what else should I be thinking about as I'm going to list my property?
Well, just getting it ready,
ready
as far as the basic stuff, removing clutter,
okay.
making sure the landscaping spruced up, you know, the fresh straw, all that stuff that
yeah.
makes it pop.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just getting it that look.
Right.
And then again, just knowing where you are on your pricing.
Yep.
So
then you're looking to buy, so you're going to get pre-approved.
Yep.
And go through that process. And then, you know, again, working with that same agent to make sure that the timing, there's always a timing factor,
yes.
What you're comfortable doing, kind of having that outline ready. I do think, you know, again, speaking of realtors, there's just such a difference in working with someone that is trained, professional, full-time agents. We see a lot of issues with contracts sometimes with agents that are doing this just on the side.
Right.
And I do think that that is such a key first step in, on either side of the transaction.
Well, and I can't stress how important that is, especially in today's world.
Right.
We do so much more than just find you a buyer.
That's right.
I mean, in fact, finding the buyer is usually the easier part. In today's world where these the transaction itself is so complicated.
Yeah.
From the contracts, the process, the inspections, the renegotiation.
Right.
All of that. And so your agent, a good one, is more of an advisor to just take you through the process and make sure that you get, you know, the most, if you're representing the seller, the most money,
right,
least amount of time. If we're representing the buyer, we want you to get, you know, a fair price and the process go like it's supposed to.
It's like a protection bubble wrap, if you will. We're bubble wrapping our clients to make sure those contracts, again, every year, and you know better than anybody, those contracts backwards and forwards, but they are so long that 90% of our clients probably aren't reading them. They're just initialing where we say to initial. And that's a lot of trust in somebody.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of trust.
You've got to, trust is the foundation of any relationship.
Agree.
Certainly with your agent.
That's right.
So yeah, that's so important. I always liken it to doing my taxes. I mean, I guess I could do my own, go buy a software program and do it to save the, whatever it is, $500 fee to pay somebody else to do it.
That's right.
But it's going to be a disaster.
That's right.
And there's the potential of a lot more loss. So, you know, you need to just go to somebody who does this, as you said, full-time, well-trained professional.
Right.
That you can trust.
Well, there's a lot of things we could all do on our own, but is it going to be the best outcome? Right. And in this situation where this is your largest transaction financially, putting that trust in somebody. All right, I'm not quite ready to sign a document and commit to an agent. Can I call a Maybaum agent and get some pricing? Can they do some sort of market analysis on my house without committing? And then how? What are some great ways to not be harassed by that agent? I mean, we're salespeople at heart.
Right,
we both are. So I say that knowing that we can harass if we need to. But how can I, you know, clearly talk to agents and test them out and kind of give interviews without being harassed by an agent?
Well, in a truly professional agent is a more of a big picture thinker. So if you reach out to an agent, that's what I would tell them. Just be honest with them and say, listen, for whatever the reason is, as much or as little information as you want to give.
Yeah.
But basically, I'm thinking within the next, whatever it is, 90 to 120 days, I want to put my house on the market.
Okay.
Is there any way you can come out and just look at it, kind of tell me where I'm at on my equity, my market value, and then, you know, just help me get it ready. And absolutely, they're not going to just come in and try to force you to sign anything and make a commitment.
Right.
I mean, we're here to build a long-term relationship.
Right.
And I think that starts with just catering to your needs, whether it's immediate or where it's something you're just thinking about. And yeah, we're all about just catering to you.
Right. Honest communication, both from the agent and from the, you know, homeowner or buyer, you know, I think is critical. And I think in this market, how many agents do we have total in this market, give or take?
Oh my gosh, about 2,000.
Okay, about 2,000 agents.
2,000, yeah.
So at any given time, how many listings are potentially in our market?
Right now, there's around 1,900.
Okay.
In the Augusta.
Yeah.
North Augusta area, and another, gosh, around 900, I think, in the Aiken market.
Okay. So it is a sink or swim industry, but certainly one that you are, as a client or as a customer, you are fully in your right to interview, get the best, you know, agent for you to advise you in this process, and also feel confident that you are protected, you know, by that agent once you have committed to them. All right, John, last question. Magic eight ball. Right? This is me shaking.
Right.
I should have brought one. We have one at home. I don't think it works, but I could have shaken. That's right. Crystal ball. What do you think Q2 is going to look like? Just in general, in the real estate market.
And again, full disclosure, I mean, we have seen that nobody really, really knows.
Yeah.
But just based on what I see and what I hear and my involvement in the industry, I think quarter two is going to be about a duplicate of quarter one. I do think when I say that, I'm talking about interest rates, that economy, that type of thing. But the springtime, as we talked about earlier, always brings an uptick in activity in the real estate market. We're already seeing that. Agents are telling me, and I'm sure you're hearing too, mm-hmm. that, oh, things are picking up.
That's right.
You know, I'm excited.
Exciting, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's going to be there.
Okay.
But I think the next couple of quarters are going to be pretty consistent to what we've seen.
Yeah.
With the seasonal upticks.
Yeah. And I think it's always exciting at this time of year because people are more, I guess, willing to consider a move if they've been on the fence because they know it's a good time.
Right.
They might be able to get a little bit more for their home.
Yeah.
The school season will be ending.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some moves around that, whether, you know, you've got children graduating and now you can downsize, or whether you're wanting a different school zone. I think that's always an exciting time of year too. But the agent side of the coin too is, you know, they're ready to work hard. It's time to start, you know, digging yeah. in deep and working with your, you know, prospect list. And mm-hmm. as a customer, you're going to start getting some of those calls if you have talked to an agent,
yeah.
Because they know now is a great time to
sure.
to make that move.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, on another note too, you mentioned the timing, the home prices have pretty much stabilized. Mm-hmm. They have not dropped.
That's great news.
Yeah. So, I mean, everything's stable.
Right. Right. So we can get the interest rates down just a smidge.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a good time to buy or sell, right?
Yeah. All right. We heard it here first, everybody. Maybom Perspective. It's a good time to buy or sell.
All right.
We are looking forward to coming back to you guys soon. Stay tuned.